We're going to start from Amar Rabbi Yudistus. I have the door locked.
Why?
I didn't unlock it. Here, you want to unlock the... what's the thing? Amar Rabbi Yudistus Bar Shunim. The Sheyagiyo HaGoliyos L'Tavros HaManam. Thank you. When, at the time of the Kibbutz Goliath, when they get to the tops of the mountains of Amana, we've had this Gemara, I think, before, that they're going to look down. Because you're coming from the north, and you look down when you're at the top of the slope of the mountains, so that's the point of the Gemara from before is, that's the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, that from the slope, the southern slope down is part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's when... You know, when you're coming from the north and you climb the mountain and you're able to look out at Eretz Yisrael, that's what they'll say, Shira. Shenemar Tashuri Meirosh Amana. You'll sing from the heads of the mountain of Amana. Okay, next. Is Tani Tane Hayari Eretz Yisrael. So this is a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara's going to talk about, we're saying that the Yardain is one of the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, right? So, you've got Eretz Yisrael. Well, let's look at it. The Yarden is coming from Yam Kineret down to the Yam HaMelach, and that river, the Jordan River, will be the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. So, what is the rule of the Yarden itself? What is the din? Is the din of the like if I were to dig in to the bed?
Why wouldn't we do it the same way we did it on the other side? A straight line between the two points that are sticking out.
Well, I'm asking a question. Is the river itself, is the river itself part of Eretz Yisrael, or is it Chutz L'Aretz? What's the river to the sea?
We know that.
The river to the sea.
Well, part of the river. The middle.
Which river? The seaside, that we drew a line between two points on the coast and anything within that line.
Yeah, but it's not a possibility here.
It's straight.
So you're saying
it's a moving target.
But is
the Yarden is going in and out and in and out like all rivers do, and
it meanders.
Meanders, and that is a meandering gvul. Okay.
So is it a straight line you're saying, or is it just the river, or you're saying? What's the question here? The
question is, what is the rule with the river? That's the question. Is Tani Hayarim Eretz Yisrael? Some say the Jordan River is part of Eretz Yisrael. Is Tani Hayarim Chutz La'aretz? It's part of Chutz La'aretz. And then there's a third Tana. This is, I think, it's referred to as a mayor in the footnotes. It's Tani Hayarim Gvul B'fnei Atzmo. Now, what does it mean? It's a Gvul B'fnei Atzmo. It's either part of Eretz Yisrael or it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean?
So when we say Me'ever LeYarden, we're saying there's two sides. What's the Yarden do? What is
Me'ever HaYarden? Me'ever HaYarden could mean as soon as you step off the eastern, uh-huh. the western, I should say, edge of it, uh-huh. lip of it. Uh-huh. If I go in a rowboat on Chol HaMoed across the Yarden, am I leaving Eretz Yisrael? That is the question. According to
the tree growing inside the Yarden, is it?
If you have a tree growing in the middle of the river, good question. It doesn't have Kedushas Ha'aretz. That would be another way to look at it, right? We're going to see this in a second. Mm-hmm. But what does this third Tana mean? That it's a Gvul B'fnei Atzmo. Footnotes talk about this a little bit. So, number 8, in English. Reb Meir holds that it separates between the animals. So what this means is if you have, we mentioned before,
five
on one side of the Yarden, five on the other side of the Yarden. Normally, if you just have an ordinary river, they would be mitzarf as long as they're within a mil of each other. He says a mil is approximately 1 kilometer. But if it's a gvul b'fnei atzmo, what he means to say by that is the fact that it is a gvul makes it have a certain chashivas that is considered to be mastic between the five. So the two sets of animals won't be mitzarf. What that has to do with this din, I have no idea. But in other words, what is the law about the land, about the river? He doesn't say, right? It's a little strange, right? It kind of like that ignores the whole point.
If you have animals on the east coast, they can be mistaried with animals on the west. coast for to bring for Meister Behema?
Yeah, why not?
I mean,
if you don't hold like a mayor, yes.
So it has nothing to do within Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael.
You see, you're raising another point. You want to know if it's on the other side of the Yarden, why Bechlal of the Starif, if it's Chus Laretz,
yeah,
it shouldn't be Chayiv in Maisa Behemoth altogether, right? That's what you're asking?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to get to your question in a second. Okay, well, just to look in the footnote on 45.8.2 in the middle of footnote 8. So he brings over here, first or mayor, that says they don't combine. Then he has Reb Chiya bar Abba in the Gemara. There are 55a explains. According to Reb Meir, the Jordan possesses an independent identity as a dividing border, therefore separates between two groups. Okay. Now, what about the Jordan River? Now, since Reb Meir considers the Jordan River an autonomous district situated between Eretz Canaan and Transjordan, it can indeed function as a divider between its two sides. According to the other two Tannaic opinions cited here, which maintain that the Jordan is considered either part of Canaan or of Transjordan, there is no dividing entity between the two banks. The animals on its two banks will combine for the Meiser count. So in other words, you have to, that's what we want to try to figure out. If you hold like the other Tannaim, is it going to be Mitzarif? So according to this footnote, the other two Tannaim are for sure going to hold their Mitzarif. Because regardless what you hold, whether it is part of Eretz Yisrael or not part of Eretz Yisrael, it won't be a separating factor. But according to your mayor, it's Dvul B'Snei Atzmo. I guess he holds it neither here nor there. I can't get my hands around it because I didn't learn the Gemara that well. Okay, let's just learn a little bit more Gemara, then I want to tell you a Tashbetz that I found today, which is a fascinating Tashbetz. It's in Chela Gimel. It's a Sinyan, he calls it Inyan. We call it Chuvas, you know, Simon. He calls them Inyan. Kuf Tzadik Ches, 198. I found it quite by accident because the footnote here says it's number 200. But I started looking backwards and I found this Chuva, which is a gold mine of information. Very interesting. He answers one of the most bothersome questions that have been bothering me for years. I think I've even mentioned it with this group. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael? What is the din of Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, and Chatzis Shevet Menashe on the other side of the Yarden, which is where Moshe is buried? What's the din? That's Eretz Yisrael, isn't it? So what do you mean? Moshe's not better than Eretz Yisrael. Of course he's better than Eretz Yisrael. He's no different than Reuven, Gad, and Chatzis Shevet Menashe. What's pshat? He says the pshat. I can't believe it. I'm going to share it with you in just a minute. Okay. So Mandi Amahayanim Eretz Yisrael v'Harov. We're going to just show where these three opinions come from. The Pesukim are like that. It says in the Pesuk v'Harov v'Hayanim Ugvul, the Arava and the Jordan and the border from Kinneret in the north till the sea of the Arava and the Dead Sea in the south. That's 9. Where is that? That's Dvarim. So it's describing, they say the pshat is that since Yarden is in the same set of landmarks as the Kinneret, and everybody knows the Kinneret is part of Eretz Yisrael. That is no question. So since the Yarden is in the same pasuk as the Kinneret, so we know that the Yarden is also part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the first shita. Second shita that says it's Chutz Laretz. He learns it from the pasuk what Ki Atem over Masai Yarden El Eretz Canaan. This is a great riot. When you go over the Yarden and you come to Eretz Canaan, vice versa, that the Yarden is not Eretz Canaan. Beautiful riot. And Mandi Amar Yarden Gvul B'Tin Atzmai V'Hayarden Yigbul Oso L'Fas Kedma. The Jordan will border it on the eastern side. This is by Yeshua, I think. 12? Yeah, Joshua 18. So it's delineating Shevet Binyamin. The Jordan River constitutes Binyamin's eastern border. So Yigbul Oso means that it itself will be a border. Okay. V'hu She'yehe B'Mokam Echad. That is to say, that is, the Jordan is considered a separate boundary. That is, if it's in one place, it flows in a single channel. Okay? Single channel means sometimes there's a obstruction in the middle of the river and the river splits apart and goes to the left and it goes to the right. And you have two separate, you know, streams. And then later downstream, they rejoin. This is common in every river, right? So he says over here, it's significant only when the entire flow is concentrated in a single channel. If the river is split into two parallel channels, so then we have a machlokas, Rash Tirlo and the Vilna Gaon. Rash Tirlo says that if it gets split up, then neither one is going to be considered a border any longer. I don't know what that means. What is the border then? But it's certainly not from Eretz Yisrael. That's the bottom line. And then it says that neither channel is considered significant enough to be considered a division between the two lands. And if we're talking about the third shita, which means we're going like a mayor, that's the nafka mina is legavi the tziruf of the meiser behema. So if it, according to Rash Tirlo, if it's split in half, then it's not going to be a divider.
He says,
yeah.
Yes,
in that spot, of course.
But the rest is
of course,
goal,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. I meant in that spot,
in
though.
In that spot.
In that spot, it won't be
right.
The goal is rested. 100%. Yeah, I didn't mean to make it sound like. That's why sometimes those lines have dashes. Dash and dot. Right. But the Gaon says, and look at the Vilna Gaon, very interesting. The Vilna Gaon, bottom line of the right side, next column, Pirish, Kishiyehe Hayadim and Makam Echad Ozhu Gavul, Ala Kishiyesh Hefsek Yabasha Benehim, Eno Gavul Ela Harishan Hasamach Laretz Yisrael. Then the Gra says that the first one that's closest to Eretz Yisrael, that will be the Gvul. So he disagrees with Rash Tirlo that neither one is. He holds, yes, it will still have the western spur, right? Okay. So now, let me just take a break here for just a second. I have a few minutes. This is Kedai. First of all, did you know that it's called the Yardane? Because it starts off in Shevet Don's Chelek of Eretz Yisrael, and it's Yarad from Don. It comes down from Don. That's why it's called Yardane. I didn't know this. This apparently is the Gemara Bukharis. I mean, I didn't learn Bukharis that long. I don't remember this. Anyway, that's very interesting. He says over here like this, a couple of things here.
What was the question that you had?
So
the question is how
Jordan River, they thought it was the country Jordan, and you're saying
right. This has to do with nothing to do with Jordan, right?
With Don.
So I just want you'll see in a second. He says like this. he says this Shaila of whether the Yarden is from Eretz Canaan. Lav le'inyim p'tur chayvas karko kamayri. It's not talking about whether it's chayv and maestris. That for sure is first he says it's peirusha dekra ki atem over masayar de'natsa k'non, which is said by Ari Miklot. They're arguing about that pasuk. But aval le'inyim chiyuv chayvas mitzvas karka shavai saying. They're exactly the same. There's no difference between one side of the Yarden and the other side of the Yarden, unless there's an explicit pasuk which says the word Zavas Kol Vadvash. As we all know, you can't bring Bikurim from Evar Yarden because it's not Zavas Kol Vadvash. That's a Mishnah Bikurim. So there's explicit reason. But besides those explicit exceptions, they are exactly the same. Shavo same. That's number one. Second thing he says is, right? That Our Yerushalmi, if you read our Yerushalmi, the simple reading is, it sounds like the Yerushalmi holds that Eber HaYarein, what they were Neuchel in Eretz Yisrael, Mashnach Yisrael from the other side, Ein Lo Kedushas Haaretz, he says, E'esher Loimertein, it's impossible to say that the other side of the Yarein does not have Kedushas Haaretz, because the Mishnah says, Sholosh Aratzos Lebiur, and one is Eber HaYarein. So you see, there is a dinner Kedushas Yisrael. Ella, right? So Dover become Biyanish and Nothim and Nothim and Lysay Tzad Shuhu Masik Ben Hashvatim Ella Shah Yarin Yeshu Menu Masik Ben Novu Ben Kos Laret. Okay, I don't want to get too much into that. Let's go a little further than this. He says like this. He says, if you measure the distance from Yerushalayim to the west and Yerushalayim to the east, so you've got a mahalach. It says that the mahalach from Yerushalayim to the Yom HaGadol is what, day and a half journey, and the mahalach from Yerushalayim to the Jordan is a one day journey. He says, listen to this language. He says, "Hech efshar sheyirochavah shel Eretz Yisrael kol kach kotzer." It's impossible that Eretz Yisrael should be so narrow.
Meaning 2.5 day walk.
Yeah, that's too small. It's not possible.
That's defensible.
It's not defensible. Correct. Yeah, sure. El ha-yardein yeshbo akal sonos. Akal sonos means, I think it means curves. Meaning, at some points, it'll curve in, and some points it'll curve out. So there are points where it will be the glory of Yisrael at a distant point, but when it's very close to Yerushalayim, at that point, that's not the glory of Eretz Yisrael at that point. It's a.
How much does it meander?
I don't know, but I mean it
meanders a little bit.
But no, I'm not talking about the meandering. I'm talking about what part of it is considered the goal. So when you're up by the Yam Kinneret, the distance from the Yarden to the sea is quite a lot. That's a large amount.
Uh-huh.
But as you get further south and you get now to Yerushalayim, it becomes much narrower. And he's claiming that that's not going to be the glory of Eretz Yisrael at that point. Very interesting point. I want to just bring up the last point here.
So you draw a straight line from the Kinneret.
Maybe that's what you were saying. Here. I want to just quote you this. At the bottom. Masha Amru. At the end of Perakam Makani, this is where it's like the Amar Moshe, Harei Mitzvos and Tzav Yisrael Be'eretz Yiskaimu Al Yadi. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, why do I want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Not to eat the fruit, because I want to do the mitzvos. So he says, don't misinterpret this Gemara. Lavling in Maestris Kamar, Duhu Be'evar Yadin Hava. V'sham Nargos. The mitzvos of Maestris and Trumas are knowing on the other side of the Yadin where Moshe was. That's not the mitzvos. So the mitzvahs were here. He doesn't. I don't know if he mentions that one. He says mitzvahs and nagas mechemes ha'amim to fight and conquer Eretz Yisrael, and hadolas ari miklat. He wanted to do the additional 3 ari miklat, right? Hachrasa zera shal amolek. He wants to get rid of amolek. Those are 3, and appointing a king and binyan beis hamikdash. Hanu have a boy look you me avla in kedusha to aretz kmo sharetz kanan asher lever hayarein yoma hi kedusha ken eretzifen oeg nagas bekol chayvas karka. Everything that's chayvas karka on one side of Eretz Yisrael is the same as where he is,
except for Bikurim,
the one exception, but he doesn't have it in the list, but okay, whatever, maybe that's much later, so he wasn't worried about that. But isn't that fascinating? That answers the question I had all the years. Joey, this was the question I asked you. Why? Because Hashem said, if you look at the Lashon of the Pasuk, Hashem says to Moshe, you're not going to cross over the Yarden. He says in the Pasuk. You're not going to go over the Yarden. You're not going to go. That's what he was saying then. Not you're not going to have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He'll have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And later on in the thing, he also says, that the inyan of that, when you get buried in Eretz Yisrael, that it's a kapara, that also doesn't apply to that side of Eretz Yisrael. there are midrashim and gemaras that are mashma that way as well. So that's also, you know, outside the pale. But for all other dinim, as far as Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is concerned, he had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's go on. Tani, Yadish Natan Mizem Natan Lezen. So this is going to be interesting, Gemara. This is really what we were just talking about. Let's suppose the flow of the river changes. We're holding on 45A2, bottom. So the flow of the river changes, right? So it moves over. Let's look at it this way. You can look at it two ways. One is that this is true nowadays. It dries up. It's very dry now. Our yarding is much a fraction of the size it was many, many years ago. So it's dried up, right? So now it's shrunk. So now if you hold that the yarding, let's see, who is this coming out like? This question was according to if you hold that the yarding, the way the Gra learns it, it's like this. I want to learn a Pasha like the Gra. That if you hold that the yarding itself is Eretz Yisrael, so now if it starts to dry up, so on the eastern side, it's shrinking away, so that's now going to transfer into Chutz La'aretz. So it'll come out, right?
Anything that's close to Eretz Yisrael that dries up, it'll be part of Eretz Yisrael.
Part of Eretz Yisrael.
It'll be on the other side.
On the other side, or if you want to learn it, that it's not drying up, but it's actually diverting. It's zigzagging. Let's suppose it changes its direction.
Because it's the water itself.
The water is what's determining it, correct.
So when we say that Asa Lavo, the water coming up in the base of Mikdash, and eventually will end up in the Yarding will expand. So anywhere where that water expands, it's going to be our destruction.
Well, Asa Lavo, this is all going to really be much different. But it's very fine. That's very fine. Good enough.
Mishra'el is not going to have much of a position.
Okay. So, mashanatal, whatever it took, whatever it gave. In other words, if you really want to talk about this language, you could talk about the shvatim. So if it was part of my shevet chelak, like we just said, it was Binyamin's border, so if it moves out a little bit, it'll add to Binyamin's chelak. If it moves in a little bit, it'll take away from Binyamin's chelak. So that's what it says. Manan kayam, so the Gemara asked the question, what does this mean, what he takes, it takes? This language, Surya, does not dafka. It's just a way of calling it Chutz La'aretz. It's called Surya. The Surya is not nowhere near the Yarden. And he asked this question in the second, in one, the brackets. He says the reference to Surya is perplexing. Surya does not border with the Jordan River. So I'm learning Surya is just a synonym with Kibush Yochid, which is not, meaning it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, what are we talking about? If it's where it was Eretz Yisrael and now it became Chutz La'aretz because of the change in the course of the Jordan, has Kasal Maisus L'Shvias. It can't change. If it was Chayiv in Maisus and Shvias before, it's going to continue to be Chayiv in that, right? So Rabbi Yomi Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, L'Chazokos U'L'B'Urim U'L'Maisus B'Heva. It's for these three halachas. Chazokos, if you remember, if you learn Daf Yomi and you learn Bava Basra, it says that the three lands, which are there's like a chayrim between these three sections. There's not that much travel between them, and therefore, if you're being machzik in the karka of somebody who was in one of the other areas, he it's not a chazak in 3 years because he can't be mocha. His mochol would never be heard because there's not that much traffic. So that's one din. So one of the areas in that Gemara is Yarding, Eivar Yarding, right? And that's number one. Number two is the Biurim. So if there's no more, it says Kol Chayim and Hasada by Shvias. Remember, when the Chay doesn't have any more food, you can no longer eat the food in your house. Ulamaisa Behema, like we mentioned that already. So that will be Nafkaminas. Rabhila B'Shem Rabshun Lakish Lusha Masha Chafar. We're not talking about where it's just a temporary little change in the path and the flow, which might happen from time to time based on the season. We're talking about offer that the actual bank of the river, there's a new bank, it's got a new flow, it's going to be permanent. That's what we're talking about over here, okay? I didn't look into this, Shiloh, but I'm wondering if you had the Corps of Army Engineers that went over there and changed the flow.
Okay, an earthquake,
but,
they can do that.
An earthquake could do it also, that's true. But I'm talking about nowadays. I know they can. You could do this man-made and make it go a different path. What would be the din-den? I mean, I don't know. Shil-ur yesh lashir. Now we're going to go to the next part of the Mishnah. So it says, if what? If it was the Oilei Bavel, remember? You had stuff that was from Oilei Bavel. No, not at all. There's three shalosh for this halacha, right? So which one was this? This was the part of Israel not sanctified by the returnees from Babylonia. Okay, so it's not. This is the Oilei Mitzrayim part, right? Oilei Mitzrayim part. So it doesn't have the kedusha from Ezra. What's the din? So it goes. One goes to the fire. It has a shear. One that goes to the people does not have the shear. I think that's the rule, right? So the Gemara explains, Shel or yesh lashir, the portion of the fire has a shear shu dvar Torah. Dvar Torah doesn't mean it's mid araisa, because it obviously is not the araisa. It's the part that doesn't have kedusha. But it means that it's possible for it to have the shear the araisa, and therefore it has, but it's still drabbanan, but it's based on a daraisa. So therefore he has to have a shear. Shel kohen ein lashir. And a Kohen does not have a shear because it's Midrayim. The whole chiyuv to give it to the Kohen is only so you shouldn't forget about the parsha of challah. So if Gemara asks, v'yafrish l'or v'lo yafrish l'kohen, so just put it in the fire. What are you bothering with giving it to the Kohen for? So the Gemara says, shalim reinu truma tahayra of nisrafis. People shouldn't say, oh, I saw the Kohen was given truma and they burnt it. We don't want that to happen. So the Gemara asks the other way. So yafrish l'kohen v'lo yafrish l'or. So just give it to the Kohen. What are you taking off twice for? Truma Tamea Nechalas, because then they're going to say, oh, we saw the Kohen eating Truma Tamea, because again, we are allowing the Kohen to eat that chelik that he gets, because the Chachamim were not so machmer about it. They suspended the rules of Tuma for that portion. So therefore, Mitokshu, who mafresh nehem, Lekshu Bolakan, who nishal. So therefore, he'll see the bolt, he'll understand it. This is very perplexing. He'll ask about it, and then he'll be told why it is that way. So the Gemara finally says in 46a, the Zuvi Zumi the Reim, who the third region, that is to say in Chutz Laretz, then it's completely with the Reim, both portions. So then what do we say? Well, the part that goes to the fire doesn't have a share. The part that we give to the Kohen does have a share. Mutav L'Rabbis B'nei Achelas, we'd rather have a larger amount being eaten, and therefore that we made that a share, and not the part that we're going to have to burn. Lo L'Rabbis B'nei Achelas. Now, the final note that we have to say is very important. The final note over here that begins on the bottom of the first column here, note number 3, the practice nowadays, very important note. So, the Mishnah taught that outside Eretz Yisrael, there are two portions of challah. So the common practice is to only take one portion and burn it. So why is that? Why aren't we doing two portions? We just learned a whole Gemara about two portions. So some answer, the bottom line is, some answer because the only time we do that is when there are Kohanim eating a challah in Eretz Yisrael. But there's nobody in Eretz Yisrael eating any challah. In that case, there's no point to it. So therefore, we only take one portion. And second of all, he says it's not so clear who's a Kohen, who's not a Kohen, and other problems. But Ayin Shum, you read that footnote, it clarifies that question. Okay, Ad Kan, Daf Mem He.